December 23rd, 1777. I can't believe the farmers and the merchants. We're sitting here stark naked and starving for their sakes, and they don't even care. Most of us probably won't even live to see more of the battle. All they want is profit. They think they can get rich from this war, a war that has taken the lives of so many of my dear friends. Washington was very passionate about this fact, but I don't blame Congress. I'm sure they try and wish to acquire our supplies. Anyway, things have gotten a little bit better. Two foreigners have come, and they've brought a cheerful atmosphere with them. A general from Prussia has been training our army. I'm sure we have more work to do before we are an adept army. However, I feel as if we are already much stronger. I must admit that the training is harsh, but that's what it takes to be a strong army. A rich Frenchman has also come, and he's been very helpful to the Continental Army. He has spent a lot of money buying us warm clothes. He is rich, but I know he definitely supports us and understands how hard our army works. I am a tad bit jealous of his delicacies, though. All in all, it could be better, but the army is in a much better state now than how it was before. My friend John is also still very energetic, so he entertained us in all the cold ends. My friend John is also very energetic, so he entertains us all on the cold nights with his endless lists of stories. About an hour ago, he was explaining how his younger brother had fallen into a pit once, and he had to save him. All in all, things are looking better, and I'm ready to defeat the British.